the Blues loved Vero Beach, and they loved it because it's a small community, and they were so welcome. They stayed at Holiday Inn on the beach. They could walk everywhere, and they thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, the community just grabbed them and put them up to their chest and said, "We love you guys." And they were able to see what Vero Beach is really like, feel the small community. The lead at the time told me, he said, one of the neatest things is when we go up and do a loop as a four-ship, I can look down and there's not a car moving in Vero Beach. He said, that doesn't happen anywhere else we play. And the other thing they really liked is that we were able to set them up closer to their audience than any other show that they played all year. And so at the end of the time, they said, you're in the top two of the shows that we've played all year. And that's why they were going to come back in 2016, because they absolutely loved it. They went back to, we have a meeting in December every year. It's called International Council of Air Shows. And the Blues are there and the Thunderbirds are both there. And the Blues raved about it so much that the Thunderbird lead came and looked me up and said, we heard all about Vero. We want to come to Vero. And that was the plan for 2018 until the accident that killed our number six. And so now we're starting over again. The Blues will be in town. They're coming in. The single ship comes in. He does incentive rides, publicity rides. And then the whole team comes in, and they will come in and just dazzle the town again. So it's an adventure. The flying part of it is the, if you will, the glamour part of it. The other neat thing we've got, not only do we have the Blues, but we've got the F-16 demo team called the Viper demo team. Interestingly enough, the week before that at Lakeland Sun and Fun, they have the Thunderbirds and they have the Navy demo team. So we're kind of swapping all the equipment. My job is get equipment. And from Jacksonville, Patrick, wherever, MacDill, wherever I need to get equipment for them, because they don't travel with a lot of the equipment. All they bring along is their tools and wrenches and stuff, and we furnish all the rest of it. And that's what I do. And we've got everything set up. Most of the stuff is going to come directly from Lakeland because we have the same two airplanes that are there, the F-18 with the Navy and F-16 with the Air Force. So it's going to be a great show. Great, great production.
And I know it was really nice last time that the Blue Angels actually came out, talked to people, signed autographs. It was a real interactive type
of thing. Very. It was really good in 2014 because at the end of the show, they come up to the crowd and they sign things. The Make-A-Wish Foundation is their charity. And I work with them out of Fort Lauderdale. And what we also brought out was special needs children from the Indian River County area as well. And they'll come in and talk with them after the Friday practice. They come over and they'll spend half an hour and we furnish pizza and stuff for them. In 2015, one of the Blue Angels that I had worked with, Ryan Chamberlain, wrote an article about how to treat the team. Because typically, when 2014, we had a night show or we had a night event, VIP, we had all the politicians, all the people in our something. We gave them the key to the city and all that sort of thing. Well, they've been in business 72 years. They said, we don't need more keys to the city. You need to come up with something different or we're not coming back. And we sat down as a board of directors and came up with an event in Riverside Park. And we're going to have 30 food trucks. It's called the Food Fest. The Blues wanted to call it Blues on the Loose. But it's going to be a huge event. We're expecting about 10,000 people there. We'll have, and it's all free play. It is, they want to be able to meet the public. And so that you can see what these people are like, what they do. Quite honestly, it's where's your tax dollar going? And so that's the idea behind the Saturday night event, is we'll have all the performers there, all the blues there. They bring in over 60 people in blue uniforms. They can do, you'll get autographs, you can meet them. So that's the idea behind the whole thing, is to let the public know who these people are. You know, they're not just some bunch of glorified people. They're top-of-the-line people. Now, let me tell you, we also, on Friday morning, we take a team to each of the five high schools in Vero Beach and Sebastian, and they have an opportunity to come in and talk to the kids.